It's been nearly 4 weeks since the partial government shutdown began. It has blocked pay and benefits for federal workers and those who depend on federal programs. And as Will Michaels reports, one of the many disruptive effects of the shutdown for North Carolinians has to do with where some people will get their next meal.
On its face, the shutdown is simple. There's no money to pay 800,000 federal employees to do their jobs. Some are doing them anyway, but the shutdown has ripple effects that can be easy to miss. One of them is food, and it starts at the root of the supply chain.
Our food does not come from the grocery store. It starts on a farm somewhere.
David Smith is the Deputy Commissioner of the State Department of Agriculture. He's not worried about stores running out of food, but with federal offices being closed, farmers haven't been getting enough information they need to apply for federal loans or crop assistance. Smith says they need some assurances heading into the spring.
Farmers have to make decisions about plantings, what their intentions are, buying seed, chemical, fertilizer. All of those things are rapidly coming into focus now.
Next, there are federal food programs. Gideon Adams is an executive manager at the Food Bank of Central and Eastern North Carolina. He says the direct food deliveries they get from the USDA are critical.
Obviously, if funding runs out for those, it would be a huge hit for us in terms of our ability to provide food to the clients. And likewise, if the funding runs out for SNAP, our clients are going to need our services more than ever.
The State Department of Health and Human Services is distributing February's food stamp or SNAP benefits early. Low-income families who receive food stamps will get payments this weekend, but they won't get anything during the month of February, and they've been told to plan accordingly. Finally, the anxiety that comes with food insecurity can trickle down to children in low-income families. A team of researchers at Duke University found that student test scores got higher after parents got a SNAP payment and dipped at the end of the month when families often run out of resources. Anna Gassman-Pines is a public policy professor at Duke.
It's not just confined to families' food access or what they're eating. That what families eat and how worried parents are about whether they have enough to eat actually then affects these other outcomes for kids that are really important.
The federal government shutdown is showing no signs of ending anytime soon. Will Michaels, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.